Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. So this episode's going to be a little different than the other ones. This one here is actually what I best describe as a crossover episode. You know the type of episode we're talking about where your favorite TV show suddenly has a Thursday night guest jump on that's normally in the show that you see on Friday. Sometimes it's April Fool's Day, sometimes it's not, but crossover episodes. So what I'm going to be doing this episode is jumping on to the Behind the Glass Gallery podcast, but they have Beyond the Glass of the episodes where they go outside the glass. So people who aren't in the shows where they are themselves going to be in a show or they're bringing other galleries and awareness to them. So I'm one of those very special episodes of Beyond the Glass from the Behind the Glass podcast. So listen in. The intro for the podcast will be starting shortly. So make sure follow them. They're a great show. Also follow Project Peace Love. Austin and Nick are great guests. So definitely get a chance to check this out. Follow them. There's going to be one heck of a fun show at the Contemporary Art Gallery. So without further ado, here is the podcast.
Oh, it's another episode of Beyond the Glass, and this is a special one. It's also a mini-episode of The Mind of Magnus. Richard Magnus, welcome to your own episodes of podcast.
Wow, magical.
It's a Beyond the Mind?
Yeah, there you go. There
Beyond the Mind?
Beyond the Mind of Richard and Magnus.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, doing great. My gosh, this is fun. I like doing these little cross-promotional stuff.
It's great, man.
It's a lot more fun, right?
It's the beauty of being part of an awesome network because we have a lot of creatives that be able to cross-platform. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's great because we all have our down times. We all have the time where we need the support from others.
For sure.
And this is a great opportunity to get some stuff out for everybody and to talk to a couple new people. So, guests, why don't you introduce yourself?
So, I'm Austin Pelosi. I'm a graphic designer and illustrator, and then the founder of Project Peace and Love.
Awesome.
And I am Nick Capistano, co-founder of Peace and Love, and also graphic designer and substitute teacher during the day. So,
nice.
Fun times.
Awesome. Shout out to all those teachers out there.
Always shout them out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm excited this one. Project Peace Love. You guys want to give a quick little definition of what this is? Do you have a little?
Perfect. A little description.
Yes,
for it.
Yes.
Well, Austin came up with this idea back two Decembers ago.
Yeah, last year, February.
Yeah, and we both graduated from Gage Chile and from NAS, so we have a long history together.
Yep.
And he came to me and was like, let's do a show. He needed help running it. I had a kind of background in running shows at NAS. And
oh, nice.
I never did a show, did any of that. So I was like, I knew him from elementary school, knew
We go way back.
He did a lot of shows at NAS too, so I was like,
what sort of shows do you do at NAS?
Student shows. I was helping run those for a bit.
Oh, perfect. That's exactly what you need to if you can steer a student show with college, you can steer a lot of other stuff.
Trust me, if I can get through the college shows, then I can absolutely just do, we're ready to go from there.
So all photography or AV or what kind of different stuff?
What the mission for Peace and Love is, we wanted to be the most accessible show we could think of. Mm-hmm. Every art form is accepted. We had dancers, we had fine artists,
musicians,
the clothing brand. Everyone is allowed to be in the show. If you call yourself a creative, we want you in.
And all ages too. We had two Rock City Photo. His two daughters were in the show, which is amazing.
Which coincidentally also are students at the school that I work at. So they are very excited for the show.
Amazing.
But that's our show. We wanted it to be a really good first step for a lot of people who might not have had the chance to get into a show. I know when I was first getting into this kind of scary creative world, it was really scary to just jump into a show and try to put yourself out there. Yeah. So we wanted to make it easy.
And that was the first show I ever was into. So
But
that's awesome. Actually, in a way, it mirrors a lot of what we, Quajay and I do at Behind the Glass, where we try and give people that platform of who've never been part of a gallery. And I think a lot of times people forget that, you know, it's kind of hard to put yourselves out there. And yeah. it's great that you guys are actually not only giving people the opportunity to express themselves in just these different formats, but you're actually putting it out there in many different ways, not giving them any, in a way, barriers. You know, you got yeah. dance, you got, you know, videographers that can, you know, put themselves out there in this show as well, which is great. So great power to you guys.
Thank you.
Now, the cool thing, though, is, you know, having a show with everyone in it sounds amazing, but then mm-hmm. the chaos again steps up into this mm-hmm. one. You guys had a really clever way of making sure this kind of happened. So the Peace and Love had, describe a little more about Peace and Love. There's also a color component.
Yeah, so... Yeah, last year was the color scheme. Last year, it was more stricter with the CMYK, but this year we said make sure you have the CMYK in your piece, but you could use any other colors you want.
Can you explain what those acronyms are for people?
Blue, magenta, and yellow.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes.
So, yeah, our entire branding is CMYK, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Last year we had a little bit more of a stricter. We wanted to follow through, but this year for curation, we wanted to just... to be all inclusive, we wanted to kind of lift those restrictions and make sure that everybody can kind of be a part of it.
Okay.
So we said feature the colors in it. We'll make it work. And mm-hmm. you know, my crazy curation brain is already cooking up some ideas of how it's going to be staged. So But I mean, I think it's also we really wanted to make it again more accessible because mm-hmm. the art world is not as scary as everyone thinks it is, especially mm-hmm. in Rochester. We have a great community here.
Yeah, I say that every time. It's one of the most supportive communities I've ever seen for, like, we're all in it cheering each other on.
Rochester is truly an art city. And
a lot of people don't know that, too.
No.
I didn't know that before even starting the project. Like, I didn't meet Magnus, I didn't meet Richard and all these amazing artists before even starting this project and then just going out to these shows and mm-hmm. talking to all these amazing people and then growing these relationships as well.
Yeah. I think that was one of the greatest things about mm-hmm. last year was like really looking at everyone and seeing what we built and like just truly like speechless throughout the entire experience.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing when you dive in and you actually start contributing that you start to see the city that you're in a little bit differently.
Definitely.
Too, because when you're just a participant and you're not engaging, it's easy to get separated from the work that makes things fun, that makes things great.
Yeah, for sure.
How long you guys been out of college now?
We graduated 2020, the really, really dreaded year.
So this is now your second year out of, you know, full years out of the pandemic and being engaged into the city. You know, that process, you know, especially with that disengagement during those years, which, mm-hmm. you know, obviously kind of curtails your ramp up into society. How does that, you know, how does that now feel to, you know, be spending some time and trying to contribute versus just waiting for something to happen?
Yeah, I wanted to do something like with the initial idea. I was like, before the initial idea, I wanted to do something and get more involved, and then thought about the idea and really just sat down, created a logo for it, thought about the color scheme, and then I was like, okay, I need someone else to help me with this because it's a lot. So
I got that fun little
sat
text.
Down and we came up with the whole, we came up with like, I think phases, like phase one, phase two, phase three.
Yeah, we had like a whole
to get
plan.
It done. So
I think... hopping off of COVID was really scary because it was a scary time. We really, socially, I felt drained, which was crazy because I wasn't really seeing people. I wasn't really, you know, engaging with people, but it had really changed my, you know, just the way how I lived. And immediately jumping and trying to create this project was the absolute reward that I think we both mm-hmm. needed.
Yeah.
'Cause we were feeling really let down, you know, we didn't have a very ceremonious graduation. Mm-hmm. I remember I submitted into the Rochester Addies Awards and I was setting up. And as we were setting up, it was the day that the shutdown happened and we took it all down. And that was like the most disappointing. Well, this is my step into the art world. I'm literally tearing down and found out I was a winner in that moment. And it was like really sad to be like, wow. Yeah. And then right after that, immediately creating this project and meeting so many amazing artists mm-hmm. just from all different walks of life, people that I never thought I'd have the chance to meet. And this has truly been a very uplifting, my like life-changing experience. Yeah.
It's opened a lot of doors, I think, for both of us, for sure.
The people we've met just on a daily basis it's absolutely beautiful to see.
Yeah, and I find it kind of interesting, Magnus, that like for me, it took me a long time to not just be just participating, to actually engage and contributing to stuff.
But that's how your brain works. You like to, you don't jump right in. You're methodical in a great way. That's the reason why Lunchador works so well. Are all different. I'm much more of a guy. It's like, well, you know, curiosity kills me and the cat. That's how it works. I am going to be right
there.
No one is safe
with Magnus.
Yeah, we're going to use that. We're going to use that from now on. we're going to use that. I like that.
Yeah, because it's very odd to me to see, guys only a couple of years out of college actually working on contributing. And I think the first step to doing that is trying, seeing what sticks, learning lessons from what you do, and then trying to do better the next time. Because I know you've gone through that process tons of times. Yeah.
And also the pandemic did have us have a chance to be this weird, like, I don't know what's happening next. So pull the trigger. That's what I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because there was a
lot
of kind of a vacuum that was in the culture that was happening there. So I know a lot of people that, rent right for it and are really better off for it. I think I was a little more cautious, which is not my normal trend. I think I would have been better off. So kudos for you guys for going right for it. So
that was, I think that was like the exact like opposite. I was like, I've been cautious for most of my life. I'd really try to follow this plan, and to have it all completely shattered in front of you.
Yeah.
I was like, nothing matters anymore. Mm-hmm. Just do it. And that was like the one thing is when Peace and Love, our first year, it really happened. I was starting from scratch. It is exhausting work to do. But this year, having a basis, we kind of revamped, we kind of took a new direction in how we were going to conduct ourselves, branding. We brought on Amanda Kessler, who absolutely, I have no words, she is amazing, great addition to the team.
Nice.
She was an artist last year who like showed in our show, and I have so much love for her. I'm so sad she's not here right now, but so much love for her.
You're in spirit.
Always in spirit. But like seriously, they have like really helped keep this going and make year two even better with content that we're creating, more artists reach out. It's
when you start accruing talented teams, it makes a big difference. I was Wall Therapy is a project to work on. Mm-hmm. That is one of the most talented teams I've ever seen pulled together. And we would just find like, you're an amazing talented person, want to be on a team? And we grew exponentially. Instead of having one person struggle to make something work, find the person that's talented in it and then just both run. So good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, it's Dario.
And Chris.
Of Refined Taste Podcast here on the Lunchador Podcast Network. Are you a Rochester foodie or a fan of hilarity? If you answered yes to either or both of those questions, Refined Taste is for you.
Every episode, we talk with representatives of Rochester's food and beverage scene, tell their stories, and have plenty of fun and laughs along the way.
We'd be honored if you checked it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday.
Nice. Yeah. Now, this was at the Rochester Contemporary Art Gallery. This is a pretty good place to start off with, too.
Yeah, so we actually...
This wasn't just a bar scene or...
Yeah. I used to volunteer for them back when I was in school, and Blue is always a great entity to have. And
another great scene. The community of Rochester is lucky to have that man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Beyond lucky to have Blue. And when we were looking for spaces, we kind of hit that wall of like, we don't know where we're going to go. We're running out of time. Like we really created a show in 6 months and we were like, oh, we have nowhere to show this. What are we going to do? We reached out to Blue. He was like thrilled to hop on, really be a part of it. And has again been one of those like people that have just really, really not only made this possible, but made this dream more of a reality that I ever thought it could be.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's happening again there this year.
Yeah,
well,
So
bring it back. Nice. I mean, you're at the Contemporary Art Gallery. You should definitely. Yes. Yeah. A few places you go up from there.
Yeah, I know. And the space is amazing. And thankfully, with the quantity of artists that we're having and we're trying to have in this space, it really helps just bring it all together. Yeah. It's a great space to walk through. Great space to show a lot of artists. So
and
really
it's with 6x6 again, which is cool.
Yeah, we'll be showing congruently with us.
And Jazz Fest as well. So.
Oh wow, that's a lot of things going on at once.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So like balancing all that within that space has to be one, a unique challenge for, you know, a curator of a space like he is, but also to, you know, be in harmony with all that stuff because you're getting the influx of people from Jazz Fest, the influx of people from 6x6, and also making sure both you stand out and you don't contrast too much with that has to be kind of an interesting challenge.
Oh, yeah, actually, I thought it was going to be harder. I think it was easier. It was easy. It wasn't like... there's probably some hiccups, but it was nice because they would tell, they'd be like, hey, go check out Project Peace and Love after you guys are done with 6x6 as well. And some people are like, oh, we didn't know there's a studio up here. So it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of did them a... Yeah. The people were like coming in like, we didn't even know there was a whole gallery.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Oh, it's a separated space.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that was crazy, too, is like our, you know, our opening night, we had... so many people, which actually I think made the night easier because
definitely,
you know, we were running around. The last thing I said of the night was, I have not taken a breath yet this night, the entire night. So that's I'm going to go take like sometimes. Five deep breaths and I'll come back and talk to people. But it was, I mean, we had so many people coming in from 6x6 that had the opportunity to come and see us. And
perfect.
I know it really, I had a lot of our own artists come up and say, this is amazing to see this many people look at my work. This is amazing to see this many people come and like, actually want to see my work, and that was another rewarding moment for us to be like, we are so happy to provide this and make this possible.
Well, because that's really interesting, because that's something you've been dealing with a lot too, Richard, is like, you know, that changing dynamic over time too.
For sure. Now, if we had, let's say we have somebody right now that's listening to this podcast and they're like, okay, how do I be a part of this Project Peace Love? You know, how do I get myself out of this rut? I want to submit. I'm like, wow, I have this stuff sitting here on my shelf. I think I can put my stuff on these walls too. Yeah. You know, what do they got to do?
So it's really, it's just how you express what peace and love and how you express it and put that on a canvas, put that in a song, put that in whatever art and medium you work with. Yeah. And the unique thing about the show is it could be any perspective of peace and love, you know what I mean? There's so many different ways you could interpret that. And I think a lot of shows, some shows, it's you have those restrictions, and the show is cool because those restrictions aren't there.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you, from a logistical standpoint, I'm going to plug our Instagram and all that.
Yeah, that too.
If you go to Instagram at @projectpeace_love, you can find all of our information there. Mm-hmm. We have a beautifully designed social media presence. But we have links to our website, all of the show information, everything you need there. All three of us are posted on there. If you have questions, you can reach out to the page directly. You can reach out to one of us directly. We all have knowledge in various like different aspects from life. So you can message us. We will be more than happy to help out. But yeah, you know, just come check us out. We just took amazing headshots that my friend Will and our other friend Moss took, and they are fantastic. So you can really see our beautiful faces, all colorful in our CMY color scheme.
Yeah. So are you still taking submissions for this year? How do people submit and get feedback?
Yep. So if you go to the page, there is another link to a form that you have an artist entry form. You fill that out. We're going to be sending a little more information as time goes, just as we get more artists to come in. But fill out the form, and then from there, we will kind of keep in touch one-on-one with the artist. But if you are still questioning it, you still have some ideas. Like, you still want to think about it. In that link, we also have guidelines that you can take a look to make sure your art meets the criteria we need, just to make sure your piece is fitted for it.
And even last year I met with a lot of artists that were in the show. And I like doing that. I like just meeting with, like, I met with Magnus and talked to him about the show. And that's the first time meeting him. But even if you want to, like, meet one of us, I'm always available.
Yeah. I'm usually available after school time, but I can come and meet with people one-on-one if they really want to sit down, talk about it, and,
have any questions.
See if they're up for it.
And also, I encourage you guys all, if you're on the fence, to definitely look at the featured artists that they post on their social media feed, mm-hmm. because, you know, if you look, you know, some of the people they're posting don't have a large presence. They're out there just putting themselves out there to be part of this project. And this is probably the first time, you know, they're sharing their story about being featured in a show for the first time.
Yeah.
For example, I think it was Gina Horan, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Her story is great, too. You know, and there's this weird guy named Magnus that, you know.
Yeah, he's on there.
Some weird guy that's talking about some, you know, weird stuff, too. I mean, he's talking about some stuff.
It's a theme I got. I work with
it. Right? So, I mean, there's great people sharing great stories, and hopefully it can inspire you. And that's the whole, you know, whole basis of this whole project. You know, we're trying to just instill peace and love throughout the whole city of Rochester. And it's the whole basis of this show to hopefully instill some great art and to, you know, put on a great show for the second year and keep it rolling every year.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, again, one of our big messages. We want to share people's stories. That's the one thing that, you know, we had all of these amazing messages for these pieces, and, you know, being able to share that year too, being able to really, you know, put some faces to the artists, like, that's what we want to do. We want to show that this community is amazing, and it's only getting better.
With the artist interviews, that's what's cool. We had Magnus, Rock Street Photo, Gina Elton, one of the dancer that was in the show last year. We did interviews with them, and that was cool. It's on our Instagram if you want to check it out.
So the Instagram again, because that seems like where you're really driving some of this really well-curated content. Where can people find that?
So, all of our stuff on Instagram, it's in the bio. And then we also have a Facebook page, too, for people who might not have Instagram. And then our website is linked there.
Bio of the Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. The bio on the Instagram, and also on Facebook. So if people need to, it's all there. But
yeah, nice. And that's project_peace_love on Instagram. And I love the coordination on there. It's really, really sharp. The stuff I'm terrible at. Yeah. This is really nice.
Trust me, that was one thing. Mina actually sent us a text early. And she goes, "Our feed looks so beautiful," and I was like, "It does, doesn't it? It's great." You know, having that coordination. Yeah,
definitely. We have all these different artists. It's cool because we're all artists too. So we have different aspects we're really good at. And
really. So the three of us have been. The dream team that I could have, you know, I never wished for. Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome, guys. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Excited about the run up for next edition of Project Peace Love.
Yeah, can't wait.
And that's coming up in June.
Yes, the entire month of June. And then our June 7th is our opening reception from 6 to 8 in the upstairs gallery at Roco.
That's awesome, guys. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
It's going to be a great time.
Can't wait to see everyone here.
Yeah, so pay attention to more news from Project Peace Love, more news from Behind the Glass coming up for next event in the future, which super exciting, and more from Magnus Champlin. Is the Urban Alchemy still going on, boys, when this comes out?
It's still going on in the month of April. We'll have a reception.
Yeah.
And this podcast, again, is going to be cross-posting on the Beyond the Glass and also Mind of Magnus. So be on the lookout for this episode dropping.
We announced, sorry to cut you off, Richard.
No, you're good.
No, we had to forget. Go ahead.
It's cool. So last year we had exclusive prints for the show. We only did 100. And I was talking to Magnus, and me and him are going to collaborate on the prints this year.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So,
very fun.
It's going to be very fun.
Yeah, we're doing a fun mix of stuff. Should be a really good time. So it's got some limited runs. Check them out. I'm glad you remember that because I was on my to-do list. Then we started talking. I'm like, oh, shiny object. Yeah.
Nice. I was like, oh, we might stop the show right here. So I was like, let me quickly interrupt.
Yeah, that's awesome, guys. Well, so yeah, let's close out for today. Appreciate everybody coming over.
Thank you.
And we'll be back more next time on Beyond the Glass and the Mind of Magnus.
Thanks for joining in, folks. As always, you can find me on my social medias, Magnus Apollo. I still use Twitter. I like it there. Please say hi. Instagram is where I share most of my other stuff. Magnus Apollo on, I even do TikTok until that gets banned. So thanks so much. And that number for the Factoid Hotline, 585-310-2473.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
We're shiny!
Hello, listeners. This is Richard B. Colon reminding you all to check out the Behind the Glass Gallery podcast hosted by myself and Kwajay Donnell. Every month, we interview the latest First Friday featured gallery artists and dive deep into their passion, drive, and motivation beyond what they display on our gallery walls each month in downtown Rochester, New York. So please, if you haven't yet, subscribe and give us a listen. Also, don't forget to check out our monthly artist receptions every first Friday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m. 240 East Main Street at the Mercantile on Main. Hoping to see you all behind the glass.